This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
So I don't know him. Never heard of him, but they asked me to terminate him. I have the absolute right as president to terminate. I said, who appointed him? And they said, President Obama. I said, look, I'll terminate him.
The president can't handle the truth and will not tolerate oversight of his administration when truth speakers speak out. No other administration has come close to doing this. This president is so different, running almost a rogue administration that defies truth, that defies facts, and now five inspector generals have been fired, all because they were doing their job, telling the truth, and trying to clean up the mess in Washington.
And here we go for number six. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as we kick off the week here on the show, you just heard Senator Chuck Schumer, who has no love for the president and his hirings and firings. And you heard the president say, look, I didn't know the guy. So another IG bites the bus and the dust. Get on the bus. You're out of here. So the ousted inspector general, in case you don't know his name, Steve Linnick, was investigating the president, allegedly, for using a staffer to run his personal errands. Or actually, it wasn't the president. It was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Initially, stories broke that it was the president, and that didn't make sense. And upon further review, it was Mike Pompeo. So the Inspector General, Linnick, says he went to the president and made it, you know, was trying to get through to the president, supposedly. And then it became this wrapped-up enchilada where Pompeo is saying, listen, the IG wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing in his role. I had tried to get him to do that, and he was very consistent, the president, with what the statute says that he should be able to do, of course, and boom, bada bing, that was that. And it did make for some scuttlebutt that had nothing to do with COVID-19. So the fired inspector general was investigating a 2019 Saudi Arabia arms deal. Supposedly, that's what Congressman Elliot Engel, the Democratic chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, said, that he'd learned of that investigation into Pompeo, into the Saudi Arabia arms deal, yada yada, and any ties to the White House and the president and what was happening there. But Pompeo said, look, any suggestion that this is an unlawful act of retaliation is just wrong. It's just ridiculous. That simply is not true, period. And, of course, you heard the president saying he didn't know. He just announced that he was removed from his post on Friday evening, saying there was a lack of confidence in his ability to do the job. But now there may be an investigation into his termination. But Pompeo says there doesn't need to be. There's no reason for it. And the president has the right to fire an inspector general. That's what happens. You serve at the pleasure of the president. Even House Speaker Nancy Pelosi acknowledged the president's right to fire an official. So, much ado about nothing. Is there something more there? Is it part of the circus that we've come to know in Washington, D.C.? And is it a distraction from COVID-19? Well, like I said, there was no tie to the coronavirus, that's for sure. If you've listened to this show for any length of time, then you know that I always start the show with the people who have died, recovered, and what the total of coronavirus cases are in the United States, because sadly it's like an odometer. Sometimes it's slowing down, and in some places it has. That's good. There's conversation about reopenings. There has been some reopenings across the land. Depends on where you live and where you're listening to me. So we start here with deaths, 90,694. That's out of the confirmed cases of 1.54 million. Those that recovered, 289,000. Deaths worldwide, 318,000. 4.8 million confirmed. 1.79 million recovered. In this country, we know always the highest amount of cases. For those of you listening to us in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, they're going to be highest. And in New York, it's over 22,000. In New Jersey, over 10,000 now. At this point, Michigan, they're close to 5,000. And we're talking deaths, 5,000 deaths. Massachusetts, getting closer to that 6,000 mark. And then we go from there. Connecticut, for our friends listening in the great state of Connecticut, we've heard some sad stories. Over 3,400 people have died from COVID-19. But there seems to be a lot of optimism about a vaccine. Who's going to get it first? There's a lot of buzz about this very small vaccine trial. And I like optimism. I say it all the time. I fully admit, as many people have tried to smash my glass, I am a glass half full kind of person, despite all the years of covering politics, Washington business, frustrations, and also people that I admire and things that I've seen that have happened in this country that have been phenomenal. So the pharmaceutical company Moderna announced positive results from the early stages of their trial for this potential vaccine, and they're going to continue with the next stages. What we look at is we have the largest coronavirus outbreak in the world by far, right? I mentioned the over 90,000 deaths and the confirmed cases and all of that, and the struggle is real, obviously. And to find an answer to the riddle that we want is to get that vaccine. There's no question about that. And in the meantime, it is about, in some cases, mask-shaming people who wear masks. I've seen that. But we've also seen people who have been very responsible and done the social distancing thing quite well. And that seems to be working. You have the New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who says he wants to see professional sports return as soon as possible without fans. I'm going to talk about it when we go to the Man Cave in this hour. I was on a TV show today giving my opinion on sports and what I've heard and what I think will happen there. We saw over the weekend there was a NASCAR race. 6 million people watched. There were no stands. There were no fans in the stands. But there were people who wanted to watch. There was also a huge golf match, and a lot of people watched that as well. Again, no fans. This could be what we see until deep into next year. Much more to go. We've just scratched the surface, including your thoughts as we dive deep into the mailbag next.
You're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level one protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade made, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high two layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail, man.
Yeah, is it really the week, the start of the week already? Feels like that, doesn't it? I have to say this. I love the scat in the beginning. I wish I could scat. You know what? It's really cool that Nathan somehow telepathically played that here on this show, because I was just having this conversation with someone about the all-time greats, like Jelly Roll Morton, his great scat guy. You know, scat singers. Ella Fitzgerald could scat pretty well. If we kind of beef it up to modern times, you know, I think of Amy Winehouse. She had some good scat in her, you know, Rip Winehouse. We lost her in 2011, but she was good, boy. There's some stuff that she does, and you look at her stuff, and it's good. Jason Mraz, same thing. Good scat. Good scat. And, you know, there's a slew of others. There's another guy that my mother liked who is a jazz singer, and we were going to go see him together. I surprised her. I got her tickets to see John Pizzarelli. And John Pizzarelli can scat pretty good, too. But the list is long, my friends. I got to learn how to do that. I got to learn how to do that better. I'm not going to... I can't do it. I am a fan of the talented musicians and singers that are out there from the current roster of my eclectic kind of, I guess, perusing of the music world. and then from the past, those from the past too as well. So thanks for that, Nathan. All right, as we dive into the mailbag, Pop has nothing to do with that, but Pop says, you know what, Kate, my pals call me Poppy, so you can call me Poppy. I'm looking at what's happening with these reopenings, and I have to tell you, it scares the bejesus out of me. I am all for economic freedoms. I know it is strangling us, but I just pray to God in some of these places where we could see a blowback from people not social distancing and taking it seriously. I pray to God that we don't lose more people to this monster, as you call it, COVID-19. Well, you know, that again, that's the whole thing. That's the risk of the reopening. It's interesting you say it. I'm in an area where Texas just had a couple of big outbreaks in El Paso and Amarillo, and that was in a meatpacking plant. But North Texas, where I live, relatively unscathed, I'm going to say. In Texas, 1,350 deaths. But I'm seeing people social distance. Yes, people are walking and doing that kind of thing, but they're not gathering closely. So does that have something to do with it? There's more space, certainly, than the density of a big city somewhere where it's really thick, like Manhattan and the tri-state areas where I'm from. If you look at Philly and New York and Connecticut, in parts of Connecticut, it makes sense if you think of where people live and how they live. That certainly has something to do with it. Also, who are the people that are getting COVID 19 and tracking this outbreak? I don't know. It's a readiness test. I mean, that's what it is. Are we prepared? And then if the coronavirus swells, to Pop's point, a second wave later this year, will we be ready for it? I don't want to be caught off guard. I don't want any of you to be caught off guard. Even if we are infuriated or we feel like we're being trampled upon or what are you doing because this area is safer, you know, some scientists believe that the pandemic will dissipate over the summer but will return later in a second wave that could be worse than the first. There is no certainty. We don't know. I mean, you can talk to any public health expert and you'll get kind of different scenarios of what that looks like. And then you look at the hot spots and we go back to the whole conversation about personal protective equipment and ventilators and supplies and the things that we talked about before. I mean, unemployment is higher than any time since the 1930s. And small business is being crushed. And small business is the backbone of the U.S. I mean, it is. Psychologically, what is this doing to us? It's a strain. Absolutely. All right, this one is from Jack. And Jack says, hi, Kate. I listen to you here in New Orleans. And I'm wondering if you're excited about the schedules that have come out. And I know where you're going with this. And the New Orleans Saints. Do you like the Saints' chances, and do you think we're going to have a full NFL season? That's a trap, because I'm on in so many NFL markets. No, you know I like the Saints. You know I like Drew Brees. Drew Brees is Superman. I mean, he gets the credit for it, but he's Superman times 10. You know, you think of he's 41, and you think of just the success that he's had with the Saints, and I don't know. I like that. Here's what I like. I like the NFC South, and I like the race. I like the race, and with the switch of Tom Brady being the signal caller for the Tampa Bay Bucks. And I wouldn't go up against the Saints. So I look at, you know, Drew Brees and the quarterback rating he had in 2019 and how many touchdowns he threw. I want to say he always has, he had like less than five interceptions. He had close to 30 touchdowns. It's tough to go against him. Of course the Saints have a chance. Of course they do. And when you look at Breeze, I mean, what's the motivation? He's got one Super Bowl. Wouldn't he like to win another Super Bowl? And, of course, the answer is yes. Well, we have a full NFL season. I mean, this is right before the man cave, and I'm going to talk more about sports. But I don't know. I mean, if we have that second wave and it's in the fall, well, then perhaps not. Or will games go on without fans? Will it be like NASCAR? Will there be fans in the beginning and then fans not when it comes back? Will it be social distancing in place? How do you do that at a stadium, a huge stadium? Take people's temperatures, block off seats. But that's a mass of humanity. Trust me, I covered the NFL for a long time and flew with the Dallas Cowboys, and it is a mass of humanity. Stadiums are like that. Of course they are. I don't know. I'm going to say there is a chance, and there is a 17-game schedule that has been released. We know that. So we roll forward, and we'll see if it happens. All right, quickly, I'm going to squeeze in another one. This one is from Joe, and Joe says, "Hi, Kate. I am looking at the nonsense that comes out of D.C. on all sides of this. I don't care, Democrat, Republican, whatever. For God's sake, just all get on the same page and give us some more economic relief. Do you think we're going to see a second round of stimulus for people who qualify?" I'm going to say yes. I was listening to Mark Cuban. He's part of a group of people picked to talk about it, from the president, from groups they formed of it. People who could advise on where we're headed and economically what to do. And his suggestion was for a couple of months, give people $1,000 every 2 weeks, but they have to spend it on stimulating the economy so that small businesses would thrive, because his worry is small businesses not being able to continue, restaurants, boutique shops, stores. I mean, just, so many people that are caught in the middle of this hailstorm of the virus. And I like that idea. I don't know that it would gather enough interest. But we will see another stimulus. It's probably going to be much like the first one. So $1,200 or $2,400 if you're married, and $500 for each kid. We're bouncing into the man cave. Stay with.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. The World Health Organization bowed to calls from most of its members to launch an independent probe into how it managed the international response to the coronavirus, which has been clouded by finger-pointing between the United States and China over a pandemic that killed over 300,000 people and leveled the global economy. The comprehensive evaluation, sought by a coalition of African, European, and other countries, is intended to review lessons learned from WHO's coordination of the global response to COVID-19, but would stop short of looking into contentious issues such as the origins of the new coronavirus. U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed he has proof suggesting the coronavirus originated in a lab in China, while the scientific community has insisted all evidence to date shows the virus jumped into humans from animals. This is USA Radio News. The Justice Department said Al-Qaeda played a role in a deadly shooting spree at the Pensacola, Florida Naval Air Station. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Attorney General Bill Barr telling reporters that the shooter was in touch for some time with Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and the information was obtained from the shooter's two iPhones. The shooter was a Saudi Air Force officer training with the U.S. military, and FBI Director Chris Wray said other information from the suspect's phones is being put to good use. He also says the shooter spent several years plotting the attack that killed three U.S. sailors before the shooter was shot and killed.
Uber's chief executive told employees that the ride-hailing service will lay off an additional 3,000 employees and close 45 offices globally. The move comes just days after the company announced it would cut 3,700 jobs in customer service and recruiting. With the coronavirus pandemic dropping ridership, Uber's leadership had to take a tough action to resize the company to the new reality of the business. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Over the weekend, and it included NASCAR. NASCAR, 6 million people tuned in to see Darlington and Kevin Harvick win that race. Of course, there were no fans in the stands, so that was unusual, obviously, a little bit odd, but it worked. So COVID-19 safety measures made it a little strange, but racing was wild, and some tempers flared, and Harvick won at Darlington, and people tuned in. So, and I think partially because of that, there were some things to bet on. So bettors and bookmakers had their busiest weekend since being slammed by the coronavirus pandemic, which stopped the sports world in mid-March. The UFC got some action, golf did, and NASCAR attracting way more than normal betting interest at a lot of U.S. sports books. And I used to live in Vegas, and I knew a lot of the bookmakers there who, of course, that was legalized, and they were in the sports books, and it was huge. I mean, MGM's sports book exploded, and they say they had their best week since the pandemic by a significant margin, and that makes sense because you don't have the right now. You don't have the NBA, you don't have the NHL, Major League Baseball. You got the NFL supposedly going to be able to pick it up, but we'll see. And we're not there yet, because now it's just about like little mini camps and allowing players to come back and how many people can be at a facility. And that's one of the things that is happening with the NFL. A couple of weeks ago, the schedules were released. So there'd be chatter about what happened in the drafts. There's things to talk about in the man cave. And there's an NBA thing to talk about with The Last Dance, ESPN, the 10-part series they did on Michael Jordan some people loved and some people thought was, could have showed a few other things. I'm going to tell you, I thought it was great. I think they did an excellent job, the producers of it, and then thinking of the supremacy of Jordan and the Bulls and revisiting that was fascinating. But I like documentaries, too. I like news documentaries, any kind of documentary. So for me, it kind of satisfied the itch on all sides, if you know what I mean. Besides NASCAR, there was actually some golf to talk about, and I mentioned it. So when you have golf with no fans, how does that work? Well, there's nobody annoying the players. Sometimes the players, they have that attitude like, oh, somebody snapped my picture that in the back of my swing when I pulled the club back. So you had Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and Matthew Wolff. It was a game that raised a lot of money, a skins game. And Rory McIlroy clinched the win on the final shot of the charity tournament. So that was good. Ricky Fowler had a funny moment where he, like, waved to the imaginary crowd because there was no crowd. So that was kind of funny. There's a little bit of trash talking that went on. But, I think the key thing is that they absolutely raised money for a COVID-19 relief. And 2.35 million people watched golf on a television. So they got some eyeballs on this thing. And like I said, more than 5.5 million to be exact was thrown into the hat for COVID-19 relief funds. And that's great. And they're even getting more donations as well to be pumped in there. And so this was played at Seminole Golf Club, and it was called the TaylorMade Driving Relief, and it was on NBC and the Golf Channel and all the NBC places that you could possibly watch, and I think they were happy with the return of a lot of people watching it, because there wasn't anything on except for NASCAR, and we haven't had sports either. And again, there was a reason tied to it. So now the conversation is really turning to, what are we going to see? When are we going to see, are we going to see the NFL? The NFL is testing new face masks with surgical material. They're looking at that. And they're talking about that, the show's going to go on the way it looks right now. It doesn't look like it's not going to not happen, but we'll see. The NBA, they're talking about the possibility of maybe coming back, but the problem is, again, social distancing, fans, they've already lost time, so why not wait till last year? And I think they're going to wait till last year, and some of the players would back that up. So The Last Dance, there was some basketball played here. It was the Bulls' magical run where they won 6 championships, 3, and then another 3, because there was the break of Jordan in between. And it was a 10-part series about Michael Jordan and all about the Bulls, all about Phil Jackson and Scottie Pippen and I think MJ's legacy and the whole thing that happened in the 90s with the Bulls and what a show they were. And I thought it was good because it was, again, it broke up the monotony and gave us some behind the scenes that you didn't see, and it was a documentary. So you got to have the conversation of what went on behind the championships and shot making and performances and other teams. And, you know, it really showed Jordan, who really pushed his teammates, and that his tough love was the necessary elixir for that championship recipe that they had that worked so well. And I think the big revelation for anyone who's a sports fan is that he would have come back to try to get that seventh win. And he says Jerry Krause, who was the GM, announced right in the beginning, no way, no way. So that he doesn't buy when they say that, oh, they would have done a seventh for sure. And he would have liked to see that. He would have come back to be a part of that. And I don't know that there was ever much of a conversation, I guess, about that. I don't think there really was much of a conversation about that. All right, so the thing that we would, again, talk about would be across the board, sports, and will we see people go into a stadium, go into any kind of a facility to watch sports, or will it strictly be you're in your lazy boy watching whatever it is, like this past weekend, NASCAR, which will continue, golf matches that are more than skins, and other events that can be played and won't have fans anywhere near them because of the risk, and when do sports come back? And I was on One America News on Alex Salvi's show, and he asked me, you know, all those questions, and I think fans really coming back, The best case scenario is for the Olympics next summer, which will still be held in Tokyo. And maybe we may see that with the NFL, although it goes against the idea of having a big crowd, and I just don't know how you contain that. The money being lost is, of course, off the charts, but lives being lost is the key thing here, and how could you possibly take that chance of exposing giant crowds to COVID-19? And I think the answer is you can't do that. I think states are moving closer to sports with no fans. And in New York and California and Texas, that's what you'll see. Host the pro events, but you're not going to have fans there. So maybe hockey, maybe basketball, maybe baseball, football, whatever. But nobody in the stands. Nobody in the stands because it's just too risky. So I mentioned gambling. Certainly casinos are happy about that, and anybody willing to take bets, because they'll be able to take bets on whatever the event is. People can watch. They just can't watch from the event itself. And there is something, I think, psychologically missing for the players when they don't have loud crowds. As somebody who was there at all the big sports and knows what it's like to practically lose your hearing on the sidelines, there is a difference, and of course there'll be a difference, but safety, human life, for goodness sake, has to come first, and especially when you're talking about major sports teams and reopening without fans. I mean, that's the responsibility. That's the responsible thing to do. And I think, you know, that may be what we see maybe the first week in June. Interesting times, my friends. There is no doubt about that. That might be the great understatement of this show. All right, we're talking to Facebook VP about including everyone on your post. What's that all about? Find out! Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, if you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know how important accessibility is to me. And in explaining that, you know, talking about I have a friend who's blind and what she's been able to do with social media as a speaker has been absolutely incredible. So joining us now for what's coming up this week, Global Accessibility Awareness Day, is Mike Shabanek, and he is Facebook's head of accessibility. And I was outside today, and I was looking at his background a little bit deeper before we jumped on this. And besides heading accessibility at Facebook, you know, he's got 3 decades of experience in the tech industry and has, like me, that shared passion for accessibility and digital inclusion. So it's perfect to have him on. Mike, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So first question is, before we get into Accessibility Awareness Day globally and what that means, is how important do you think digital inclusion is, especially now with our current situation?
Well, it's even more important than ever because people who are sheltering in place and have disabilities don't have the same access to the support systems, the care, the transportation, the information that they had when they were not sheltering in place. So they're relying even more on things like social media and Facebook to stay connected with their friends and family, to let them know that they're okay, and also for that emotional support, and certainly to stay informed about what they need to know regarding their health.
Yeah. So let's dive into it. What does it mean, Global Accessibility Awareness Day?
Well, it's really an opportunity for people to celebrate people with disabilities and digital inclusion. And that's so important because so often people with disabilities are just forgotten, and we don't want that to happen. We want to make sure people are recognized, that they're actively able to participate in social media and with each other. And so Facebook's working really hard to make that possible. And millions of people with disabilities use social media and Facebook every single day.
Yeah, and for you, this isn't new. I mean, I mentioned the three decades, and this has been something that you're, and I said it, you're passionate about this too. You've been with other high-tech companies, and this is something that you've worked on. So you saw the need for it right away, am I right?
That's true. I started on this quite a long time ago, and it's one of those things where once you realize how impactful this work is and how much it empowers people and gives them independence and connectedness, you don't ever want to let it go. And so it's really become my career, and I'm proud to be part of the accessibility field and work at Facebook.
For people who are listening to this, what can they do to make their social media posts more accessible?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because Facebook's working hard every day to make the Facebook product more accessible, but that doesn't mean that social media posts are accessible. And so there's a part everyone can play if they want to celebrate Global Accessibility Awareness Day with us. So, for example, if you're doing a post and you have a hashtag in it, a lot of times those hashtags, when you create it, you just type it out in all lowercase letters. You think that's good and fine. It's going to work great. But for people with disabilities, like learning disabilities or reading disabilities, or people who are blind and visually impaired that use a screen reader, those all lowercase or all uppercase hashtags actually can sound like alphabet soup or look like alphabet soup. So we're encouraging everybody to do something really simple, which is just to capitalize the first letter of each of the words in the hashtag. So, for example, something like best friends forever, you would capitalize BFF. And that way it would be read more easily by the screen reader and be easier to read visually for people with reading disabilities.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too. It's terrific that that's such an easy thing to do. But a lot of people aren't aware of that, are they? That's why we're having this conversation.
That's exactly right. It sounds so simple. You think, wow, what's the big deal? But that simple little change can have a really massive effect on the accessibility of your posts and for the ability for people to find and use those posts. So a lot of the tips that we've created, especially for Global Accessibility Awareness Day, to make people more aware of what they can do, are really simple, and they're intended to be simple.
Yeah, and besides that, you know, you talk about capitalizing the first letter of each word when you use the hashtag. It's plain language and shorter sentences. Sometimes people are very verbose, and that doesn't play as well, does it?
No, it doesn't. I think sometimes we get into those moments where we just start typing and sort of forget our grammar and our periods and sentences. And so we just want to encourage people to just give it a little bit more thought and make those sentences a little bit shorter, a little bit more clear. Again, just so that everybody can enjoy what it is you're posting.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Very welcome. Thank you.
So again, May 21st is Global Accessibility Awareness Day. What does that mean? I got a couple of quick tips for you. Use plain language. I mentioned it there with him. So shorter sentences, upper and lower case instead of capital letters. That's like screaming at someone. Make it easier for people with learning disabilities to read it. Capitalize the first letter. He said that of each word when you use hashtags. That's a big thing. Each emoji has a matching text description that's spoken by screen readers for the blind. And, for example, you know, it's broken. If you have an emoji, it's spoken as thumbs up. Avoid creating emojis or emoticons with text, because that's hard for people to read or understand. So good for them. I think that's a good idea, because now people are, more than ever, of course, more people are home, and how are you communicating? What are you doing? You're using social media. More people who never did are using social media, and a lot of them fall into that category, so why not include everybody, right? As we wrap up this hour, a couple of big things from the beginning to re-rack this. Mike Pompeo says he had no knowledge. The State Department IG was investigating him. The firing was not retaliation. That the president can fire who he wants. He acknowledged, though, asking the president to fire him, but declined to name any specific instances of him being undermined by the Inspector General. And the Inspector General, by the way, Steve Linick, his name was. And Steve Linick supposedly was investigating Mike Pompeo for some things that he was doing, yada yada. But bottom line is, he's out. Will the House investigate it? You know, we'll see if that happens or not. COVID-19, how many lives have been claimed? I said it at the beginning of the show. I always tell you, 90,694 people have died in the U.S., recovered 289,000, 1.54 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. We talked about sports and the opening up of sports. Farewell to fans in the stands. I can't imagine it. It doesn't look like that's happening, but it does look like we will see sports coming back. It's a question of how fast and how safely can they do it. And it happened okay, or so it seems, in auto racing and in the world of golf and UFC. But will that extend to other sports? Does it work or not? So despite what's happening economically and how it's so many people are out of work, and we talk about what's next and what's the future hold, it was a decent day on Wall Street. There was a bit of a bounce. And despite COVID-19, real estate people are seeing that there was a low supply but a high demand for the first quarter for home prices. So some new information released from the National Association of Realtors shows that house prices increased in the first quarter of 2020 despite the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. That the biggest increase we saw was single-family home prices increasing year over year in 96%. That's a big number of U.S. markets in the first quarter. So versus 94 in the first quarter of 2019. How about that? Why are home prices holding steady? Real estate is a lagging economic indicator. So a slowdown in home price growth could be prolonged over the next several quarters and years, not necessarily right at the top of this. Plus, supply is limited, and there's not as many homes for sale to meet the demand for potential buyers, so that certainly helps there. And expecting to see a crazy number, the crazy number did not appear, so that was a breath, I guess, of fresh air. I have friends in real estate supporting families. And trust me, they were breathing very, 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 very heavy. In the meantime, it's not the same thing in the airline business. We know our pals in Arizona, you are holding tight to the planes. That you've got flights coming in, but they're not leaving because they're parking the jets. They got to do it. Only a skeleton crew, no passengers. Usually just a pilot and a first officer. Got to park them. Because what are you going to do? Delta, Air Canada, all kinds. Between Phoenix, Tucson, you got a ton of parking going on with big planes. Music means I'm stepping off the stage. Remember, we're all in this together. Thanks for listening, everybody. Mahalo. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.